monde pour ce...
Good morning. Thank you for this forum. I want to bring a testimony of the situation that is experienced in rural regions of the south of France. Based on my system as a farmer engaged in direct sales, since the pandemic measures have been put into place to ban outdoor markets while supermarkets were accessible to their customers. Now, in response to the reaction of producers, the response has improved and also the health system has improved. Now, today, there are difficulties due to the implementation of health pass. Since the 15th of September, this obliges healthcare workers and other people like firefighters and people who care for elderly people to be vaccinated. And this has caused so many healthcare workers to be deprived of their employments and their salaries and have been abandoned by their superiors. And also independent doctors are concerned. In my department, so many of them have had to leave their jobs, and this is creating disruptions in the whole of the healthcare system that is already affected by years of reductions in the budget, especially in rural areas that seriously lack specialists. This health pass is also imposed on all people, including children above 12, to access swimming pools, to practice sports, to access libraries, public buildings, eat in restaurants. So that's a large part of our social and cultural life, without even mentioning the discrimination between the people who have the pass and don't have it and those who do or do not want to get vaccinated, because there are legitimate criticisms, it seems, against these vaccines. There have been a lot of very innovative genetic modifications in them, and the effects can be non-negligible, and they don't prevent the full spread of the virus either. I'd just briefly like to touch upon some of the things that are planned, because this social forum is going to look at good practices and lessons learned in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, to try and look at better solutions based on the informed involvement of citizens and local leaders, with strengthened healthcare systems and with sufficient staff and with the authorization for doctors to prescribe the medication that they believe appropriate, especially during the early stages of the illness, because that's currently prohibited. Also, access to vaccines and the provision of full information for the informed decisions of patients, and also the participation of